When someone is authentically being themselves and do regular check-ins with their emotions, it really helps with your daily choices and how you receive information and how you respond.
Welcome back to the Own Your Awkward podcast. I'm your host, Andy Vargo, and every episode we get into what has made our guests vulnerable and how they've learned how to own their awkward in order to live their best life. Stay tuned so you can hear every awkward moment in today's show. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Own Your Awkward podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. It's Eileen Build. Eileen, how are you today?
Hi, Andy. I am awesome, and I'm so excited to be on your show.
It's such a pleasure. I was like, you got to do this intro and say all the ways we know each other. And I was like, I'm just going to say hi, introduce you, and then we can share all the different ways we're connected because it's been amazing. We met just a couple months ago at the Biz Catalyst event, the Encounter 360 in Florida. And not only that, we are also connected through Peggy, who I also met there for the first time, Peggy Willems. I don't know if that was the first time you met her.
That's the first time I've met her in person. I was also a contributor and media partner for her first book. So
okay.
I've known Peggy. I've known Peggy for quite a while now, but it was really nice to meet everybody at that event in person.
Yeah, that was such a beautiful event. Dennis Patoko put that together. Him and Allie, his wife, did so much work to make such an amazing event and dubbed it Hugs and Handshakes. And it was really just coming together in person. So many people that a lot of us, like there were people there that I've known, same with you and Peggy, like for a couple of years, but had never met in person. I had never met Dennis in person. I've known him probably 4 or 5 years now virtually, as well as a few other people. And then other people like you, where we've been on some of the same things, or we've been on the bench a couple times together, but not really had much, you know, one-on-one interaction. So it's like, oh, this is great.
Right.
So, and yes, we are both media partners and contributors to the latest book that Peggy and Mark have put together, which is Win the Wellness War. And WAR is an acronym for We Are Responsible.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Well, you know, it's up to us to be responsible for what happens in our life, how we think, the actions we take, and what happens after that.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's an unknown. What's going to happen when we make a choice, we take a step, and if there's a significant change that occurs.
Yeah, you know, I love that. When I was getting started in my business, somebody said to me, in the early stages, you can get so frustrated on what progress you don't see happening and all these things, even if it's happening around you, but you're not feeling it. And somebody said, don't track outcomes, just track the actions. You have control over the
action. That's good. Yes, absolutely.
So,
and the outcome isn't always what you think it should be or you want it to be.
Exactly. And if you stop taking action because you're not getting the outcomes you want, you know, you may have to re-strategize, you may have to take different actions, but just do something. So like now it's like every day, my goal is just to do one thing a day to help my business out. Whether that's some days it might be I made an Instagram post or I returned an email. Some days it's like, hey, we recorded and edited a whole podcast episode or went to an event. You know, it's not always a big thing, but sometimes it is.
Well, and life throws us surprises, and we have to have, well, I shouldn't say we have to, but it's beneficial to have something in place that will help you readjust to when those surprises happen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I also like to think about having a plan in place so we're not making the decision while we're surprised or under duress, or, you know, that we kind of have this go-to package of things like, well, these are the things that I'm going to do or try if I get into unknown scenarios, even if the thing is, I'm going to pause for 2 minutes, you know?
Right. And that goes for both personal and business life. And that's kind of what my story is about in this book is, you know, how I was hit by a surprise I wasn't expecting. And it threw my life almost, into this tailspin.
Right. Yeah. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you about what your awkward thing is that you've had to own to live your best life. Would you like to share a part of your story from the book? Give us a little teaser about what it's about, or do you want to include that in your awkward?
Yeah, I could
What's
do
best
that.
for you?
Let me see. Let's see. I think I'll share. Entwined within the tapestry of life, lived to the fullest, is the heart that beats to the rhythm cry of the warrior. The descent into the darkness is the very thing that catalyzes the return to the light, our truth and our strength. There is an ascent and rebirth into personal empowerment. Through the pain of loss rises the joy of living. New perspectives forged through the inner compass guided by the warrior spirit are etched into the sands of time. As I slowed down to pay attention to what my body and spirit needed and the unfolding of the impermanence of each moment, I discovered there was more to who I was.
Oh, I love that.
I
There
hear that.
were so many excellent combination of words in there. Just phrases and bits of wisdom and inspiration just in that brief. I don't know how many sentences that was that you read, but I love the statement about through the pain, and I'm gonna misquote it, but basically through the pain and suffering rises the joy of life. And that is such a beautiful thing that we need to remember.
Absolutely. What I learned is when we're taken to a place where we feel there's no hope and that there's no solution and we're in pain and suffering and discomfort, the will that's within that warrior spirit that could be hidden wants to surface, wants to bring us out of it. The Phoenix rising. And so when you rise through that pain and suffering, there's a letting go and a sense of freedom from that connection that we have and gives us a new perspective, a new vision, a new opportunity to learn to live life again. So
Yeah.
my struggle, was a health struggle.
Yeah, and I like how you call out that there does need to be that letting go. Like at some point you have this pain and suffering, but we're creating more pain and suffering the more we hold on to it. We have to accept it. And I don't want to put words into your mouth of what you were saying, but from my experience, it's like you have to accept it and feel the feelings without refusing to let it pass over you. You have to let it come and then also go. And then when you have those low moments, that actually does, like you said, it gives rise to the joy. It lets you feel the good because now you have something to contrast it with.
Not only that, but when you take ownership of something, that's what you focus more on. So in my case, I let go of the ownership of the destruction that was happening to my body. And instead, I focused on that taking ownership of living life again and being here for the people that I love and that love me.
So when you made that choice and you started to take different actions, how did that feel? Was it like an instant, oh my gosh, life is completely different? Was it, oh, what am I doing? Like how was that journey for you?
Well, I'm a little different and unique in that I already practice meditation, quiet contemplation, things to quiet the mind and be in a space of now. So I already had the tools. I was very fortunate. So it wasn't like for me a real knee-jerk, shift. It was a determination of I'm going to rise above this. And it was kind of a long-term redefining of the body, the mind, the spirit, to flip the switch, which it's been 8 years and I'm still trying to flip that switch. However, my health is a lot better, obviously. I'm working out now again, and muscles are coming back, and I've got more energy. So it's a lifelong journey. I think once I started to come out of it and I started to see the physical shifts and healing, then I knew that I've overcome one hurdle, and now it's getting that switch flip, because it was an autoimmune marker that had been activated, and that's very difficult to deactivate.
And that's I really like the way you word that, of like overcoming one hurdle, and that it is this journey. It's not this, I made the decision, I'm gonna live this different way now, or I'm gonna do these other healthy things, or I'm gonna, whatever choice you make, whatever action. And then I feel like sometimes we get caught up and discouraged by not seeing immediate results based on a choice we made. Well, we've now made this choice, so we should be rewarded with pain-free life, or whatever the thing is. I put in a good day at work, so I should be promoted tomorrow. Or, we tie these, well, I did this action, so where's the thing? And then when we don't get the thing right away, we get discouraged, and then we stop doing the action that is what's going to actually eventually bring the thing that we're trying to get.
Absolutely. And it's tiring, having a health issue that is debilitating. It's tiring to overcome it. I don't want to say fight it, because if you're fighting, there's going to be struggle. But to find those right bits and pieces along the way that incrementally allow the body to heal in the way it needs to. And the system is the mind, body, spirit system is broken down into kind of like compartments, but they work it together. And it's you can't, in my experience, you can't just work on one area. You've got to work on all three in order to feel whole and have that push into that next level of healing and personal empowerment development that gives you the strength to keep working on whatever you need to in order to get back to where you were before or better.
And like you said, it is that fight that actually builds those muscles. And so you just got to keep doing it. Have you had, I know I've had this, so I'm curious if you've run into this, where you just give up one day, or you don't have the energy to fight the fight, or you just get discouraged, and then it's like, it's going to be hard to get back up the next day.
I had that over the last 8 years from time to time. Absolutely. It's part of the journey. But I have a strong will, and I can be a little stubborn. And I said early on, it's not going to take my life, and I'm going to do everything in my power in researching, understanding. I worked with naturopathic alternative practitioners, and so they looked at things from an alternative perspective or a broader perspective. So by combining the traditional medicine with the Eastern and naturopathic medicine and techniques, I believe that's helped me move forward faster in the strengthening and where I want to be once this is all, completed at this stage. But then I still need to continue the strengthening, because I don't want to fall back. I don't want something to come along and undo and unravel what I've worked so hard to create and be.
And it's basically like, our health is like putting, money in a bank account. Every time we make healthy choices, we're making deposits. And there can be withdrawals, there can be sicknesses, there we can trip, we can have a day where we don't have the energy, whatever can happen. And so the more good actions we're taking, the better our bank account is, so that when we do have to rely on it a little bit, we're not going bankrupt, or we're not going negative at least.
Well, yes, and the can is it okay if I share with what happened?
Yeah, please
Exactly,
feel free.
yeah. So I was at home sleeping, and I got bit by brown recluse spider
Oh my goodness.
that through my autoimmune marker activated it, and so it almost killed me. It totally destroyed my immune system, and the first 2 years was like the hard push to really get my system working operational again. I got, I lost weight, like 205 pounds. Couldn't be in the sun, couldn't hardly eat anything, but I knew because I pay attention to my body and my intuition that if I just stuck with it, if I just put one foot in front of the other, used my how I felt about the person that would be working with me, that they had a vested interest in my healing, and that they really was bringing forth what was in my best interest.
Yeah.
And so, I put all these puzzle pieces together, and I did the work. I didn't just sit by and pop pills.
Right.
I did the work, whatever that was required of me. And and it works. But when you have a really intense medical condition, it requires intense therapy
Yeah.
on different levels to be able to overcome it.
Yeah, now how did you find any, I mean, first of all, that is amazing and thank you for sharing because
You're
that's
welcome.
it's it means a lot when we can hear what people are going through and what people have gone through. First of all, it also makes us aware because I never realized, I know people, some people close to me with autoimmune things that they're struggling with right now, but I never knew a spider bite could trigger that. And
Absolutely. Yes. Venom is very dangerous, and it actually, I believe, harbors in places in the body and hides.
oh.
And so detoxing and pulling out, what I can get to through the different supplements and therapies, I think has helped in relieving the autoimmune challenge at the level that it was at for the first 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I had to systematically, do that detoxing.
Right.
And there's certain things you don't want to do when you have autoimmune issues. And so, it's anything that's invasive to the immune system will provide the opportunity for things to like shut off or to be reactive.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, so you have to be very careful just in how you're choosing to attack this thing that's attacking you so that it doesn't backfire.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And it did backfire. I had done a lymphatic drainage at the very beginning, thinking let's squeeze the venom out.
Yeah.
That was a wrong thing to do. It
Oh no.
activated the flare up,
Oh
and
wow.
yeah, so I went to full body flare up, and it was horrible.
Oh, that sounds so.
So and then I tried it again 2 or 3 years later. It was still in my system enough that again created a full body flare up. So I
Wow.
stay away from lymphatic drainage massage, but I do other kinds of body, taking care of my body, and
Yeah.
but I'm much stronger than I was, and it's helped me with my confidence, and helped me to really honor who I am, because I had to build and rebuild from the inside out, if
Yeah.
that makes sense.
No, it makes complete sense. And that was something that I was kind of queuing up in my head as thinking about to ask you about how you had to work kind of your mental health and your mental focus in tandem. I mean, you mentioned meditating, you mentioned several different things, because it's not just about the physical health of our bodies. And that's the one thing I love about this book that we are both contributors in, is that we're focusing on spirit and soul and mind and body. Like, there's all the aspects of health. And did you find, like, because I know you where you're at, right? Like, I met you with this as this person who seems so well balanced in everything, and like, I know, you know, I've got to do the meditating, I've got to focus here, we're going to transcend all the things and just have everything in line. But I imagine that, you know, wasn't necessarily how you step out the door and you go, okay, I've got to spend time on my mental health today as well as this. How was that? How did that all come together?
You know, it was a daily purposeful choice. And I set myself up to ensure that I start my day balanced and with a healthy mindset. And I end my day releasing, letting go if it was stressful or anything was challenging, so that I go to bed with no stress for my body, because with autoimmune, the body will stress on adrenaline and other things that elevate the immune system. So it's a daily habit that becomes as regular as brushing your teeth and, you know, things that you would normally do on a daily basis. It's a way of living in my daily practice.
Sure. Yeah. I love that you equate it to that, just how it has to become a habit. Like, it's just part of all the things you're doing. So it's not like, once we develop a habit, then it kind of stops becoming a checklist, right? It's now it's just, this is who I am, this is what I do.
Absolutely. And, you know, when someone is authentically being themselves, mm-hmm. and do regular check-ins with their emotions, it really helps with your daily choices and how you receive information and how you respond. And so the strength that I had to bring forth through all the pain. I mean, I worked, I went out and did video productions, live music video productions in the middle of flare-ups. I mean, I pushed through everything in life because I didn't want it to consume me, mm-hmm. and I didn't want it to be laid down. And
right.
So, again, my stubbornness and my will kicked in, but what it also did is it triggered that warrior spirit within me engaged in building stronger the confidence, the courage, the clarity of what I want in life, because I'm also getting older, right? So it's like a combination of so much in life itself that when I look back, I can see, okay, well, maybe this is one of my life lessons, although I do say, okay, this is the last time. I don't want to do this
I don't need any more
right?
big lessons, right?
I don't need any more lessons, no. But I can see that through that experience, I have become wiser, mm-hmm. more aware, more acknowledgement of who I am and what I'm allowing and not allowing in my life and how I do business, how I interact with others. It's given me kind of like a jump, you know, jump started a push into honoring that authentic self.
I love that. And, you know, when you talk about it changing your, you know, your ability to have different relationships with others and things like that, those are things that you just cannot put a price tag on. Now, is this experience what you would say would be your awkward thing you've had to own?
I would say the extension of the awkward thing I've had to own is that I'm different. I've had times in my life where I feel like I belong, or, you know, I'm different because I approach things in a very let's find the solution in a positive light, no matter how dark or difficult the experience is. And so it's been, I think, a challenge for people around me to understand, well, why why are you so positive? Or,
Right.
you are so positive, and a lot of people love that graceful, that's what I call strength with grace, and that peaceful energy that I have. But it's also different than the average person out there, because most people walk around, with anger, frustration, and a lot of the more negative energy or thinking, and I don't understand that.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you be there? Because it just takes you away from living a fulfilling life.
Yeah, I love that you the way you explain that. And I just had the image of someone smiling at a funeral, just because I think of the most, and not in a disrespectful way, but maybe in a peaceful way of like, there was beauty in the life of the person who was here, and let's celebrate that thing. And but to other people who are just not in that place, they can't understand that. And I think that my head went to, okay, what is some of the darkest things that we face, is loss. And yet, if you are a person who can find at least peace, it doesn't have to be like we're partying necessarily. However, I can understand where maybe that's at odds, where people are like, oh, wait, like, are you being disrespectful? Do you just not get it? It's hard when we think that people don't get us, or when they don't get us, because that's sometimes where we have this disconnect. But if we can talk about it, sometimes we can help other people find that peace and that positive side. Because like, oh, this is where Eileen's coming from. I didn't look at it from this perspective. Now, maybe I can have a little bit more of that sunshine in my day.
And that's it. And I wake up every morning with gratitude, and I walk my walk, and I talk, and I try to share with others, to try to look at the positive side. And if there's anger, what's the opposite of anger for you? And focus on that. If there's frustration, how can you not be frustrated? And just kind of take a step back and pause to see, how can I enjoy this moment or this day, no matter how frustrating it might be? And ultimately, it goes back to honoring the authentic self and having those boundaries, or knowing who you are, why you're here, what makes you tick, and how do you want your relationship with other people, whether it's work or business, to unfold.
Yeah. Now, do you remember the first time that you noticed that you felt that difference, where you were like, oh, I'm approaching things different than other people, and they might look at me funny?
Well, I would have to say I don't have a direct memory, but I was born with a hearing loss, so that's
Okay.
part of my difference, is that I connect with the world with my six senses in addition to the five senses.
Yeah.
So I hear, see, feel differently than the average person, because I had to in order to connect.
Right.
So it was discovered at age three. So I would say age three is when I was introduced to the fact that I was different.
Okay. Now, when you were, I don't, I can only speak to like what I've experienced, or sometimes what people have shared, but sometimes I've heard people say, when they've been kids and when I was a kid, it's like we don't always embrace that difference right away, or we take it and we're like, ah, oh, I've got to figure out how to fit in. Was there a point where you noticed, wow, this is actually a good thing?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I could give an age for that, but I think for me, it's been stepping stones. So
Okay.
as I've gone along through life, at different points, I've been kind of, nudged to say, it's okay that you're different. It's okay
Yeah.
that you have a hearing loss. It's okay that, you have high intuition. And since the spider bite experience and path that I've been on since then, that's even become stronger for me in accepting that I'm different, and truly being grateful about it, right?
Yeah.
Because I think the peaceful person that I am is needed in the world,
Right.
and people can benefit being around others who can uplift and inspire and empower them.
I love this image of stepping stones and that this journey of kind of things that we learn along the way, because sometimes I feel like we hear people's stories and we hear about these aha moments and then we look for our aha moment, but there isn't one big defining, oh, that was the day that I knew this thing, right? That this is my superpower. Yet sometimes that moment clicks later where we look back and we're like, you know what? I made it all the way across the lake by getting from one stepping stone to the other. I didn't figure out how to leap the whole thing.
Which I guess some people do, Evel Knievel and people
Everyone,
like
yeah, and that's the
that.
thing is it's different for everybody, right?
Right, yes.
And also when you talk about this spider bite thing and then approaching it with this, more positive and gratitude mindset, I know there's been times where, a friend will be like, it's okay for you to be angry about this, or you can get mad, you should be upset, you shouldn't have to deal with this. And I don't know if you've had people in your life who are like, it's okay, Eileen, just, throw the thing at the wall and be negative. But if that's not you, it's not you.
Yes, and although I do think it's okay to be angry, but you
Sure.
don't want to sit in the anger and you don't want to fester for years and years. It's, acknowledge it, and then I was angry. I mean, I was livid because
Sure.
I had spent 10 years prior to that. I had another challenge, health challenge, and I had overcome it, and I was working out, I was strong, I was healthy, I was happy. I mean, everything was going great. And then this little spider took me down that rabbit hole again. And I was more mad about that than the fact that I got bit by this spider. And the only thing I can think of again is that it's a life lesson. It was something for me that whatever happened the first time, I didn't quite, I didn't quite step up to the plate in the way I needed to, and it was like, okay, we're gonna challenge her again,
We got to
and
go
this
back to
time,
school on that one.
so I think I got it this time. I feel pretty good about. I feel very good actually. I feel awesome. I can face any situation, any person, any challenge that comes my way, positive experience, and come home and know that I'm okay. I'm okay. And I'm getting stronger over time.
I
So.
love that you mentioned earlier how much it's affected your confidence because, and in a good way, because like you said, you get to a point where it's like, well, that didn't take me out. That little tiny spider with a big bite, that didn't do it. It made life hard. But if I can get through that, I can get through anything else that the world throws at me.
Oh, that's so true. And I know a lot of people who do struggle a lot. I know people, and I know there are a lot of people who struggle with autoimmune and other health challenges. And I will say, based on my two that I've had go through, and here I am, and my muscles are coming back and working out. We can overcome, we can step forward, we can achieve a better level of health. Now, I'm not going to say that we can totally eradicate whatever the challenge is. That's up to the individual whether or not they believe that that can happen. But I believe we can, with the right perspective and the right mindset, and not attached to whatever that, illness or sickness is, but attached to what would my life be without it, and what can I do? There's stepping stones to be closer to what my life can be without that versus being stuck in it.
I love that. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's all about those questions we ask ourselves and think about, okay, where are we? Where do we want to get to? And which leap do I take next to get to where I want to go? And now you're really helping people too. You have a lot going on. So tell us about Otel Universe and what you're doing in the world to work with people and how they can support you and what you've put together with life in
Thank you. Yeah, so Ochoa University, Universal Voice, it's a platform where we give people a voice to realize their passion, visions, and dreams. And we do that through supporting authors and their books. To we work with indie artists to help them be seen and heard. And I collaborate with other businesses and individuals to make that happen. And we have our Roku channels for all original music, Ochoa Talk, where my talk show goes up, and other opportunities for podcasts and talk shows. And oh gosh, I have people come to me all the time for different projects that they're working on, and they know I have connections. And so, don't be afraid if you need some help with something that's related to your passion, vision, or dream, reach out to me. And if I can't help, I can direct you to somebody, who can help.
Yeah, even just the room of people we were sitting in for Encounter 360, where there's authors, there's people who are speakers, there's people who are working directly with people from a wellness standpoint. And it's such a resource when you surround yourself with a community like that.
Oh, absolutely, because you gain knowledge and information you may not otherwise, have access to, and it's all positive. It's all to help you move forward in life in a extraordinary way, I like to say.
Right. Now, I don't know if you need a sip of your coffee right about now. Speaking of
I can do
Encounter
that.
60, but you are listening to this, you can't see, but Eileen has a beautiful Biz Catalyst mug with the four color logo. It's gorgeous. And
Yes,
so
yes.
shout
It's one of
out
my
to Biz.
favorite mics.
Yeah. We gotta get that plug in there for our
Yes.
placement for Dennis and Biz Catalyst 360. And it really is, Dennis is he's the guy that brings it all together, but it's a community. It's and he would blush at getting too much attention about being the guy, but it really is about creating a space for those resources. So
Absolutely, yes.
yeah. Now you mentioned people can reach out to you to make their passions and dreams happen. What's the best way for people to support you in order to help you get your message out to the world?
Thank you. So we have a website, oteluniverse.com, otelluniverse.com. We have two YouTubes. One is in my name, Eileen Guild, and they unsubscribe. And then the other one is Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. And there's a picture of my husband and I in a round circle. So subscribe to that one. Go to our website and you can see the Roku channels we have and subscribe to those and add them to your favorites and watch and support the indie artists that are we have almost 1200, I think, 1100 on our
Wow.
Roku channel from people all around the world. Yeah, so it's
That's
awesome.
amazing.
A lot of talent out there. And the email is info@otelproductions.com.
Excellent. And there are links in the descriptions to these episodes wherever you're watching it to make it easy for you. Don't walk away yet. Stay with us, but easy to click on those links in order to go to all that stuff. It's so important to follow, to subscribe, to share, because that's what, kind of tells the universe out there that there's something going on here, that, that Eileen is bringing something to the world that more of the world needs to see. And every time you get that extra subscriber, that like, that comment, that share, it just helps give every post you do life. So please do that on all of Eileen's stuff.
Thank you, Andy.
For
I
sure.
appreciate that.
You want to make sure that, we've got everybody out there. These are great conversations. They're so helpful, but we want to make sure that it goes beyond that, right? Like that once people leave here, that people who've been listening to this show for a while now are connected to you in a different way. And then they'll go learn more from you and your followers. And they'll still come back and watch this show, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will.
But we're just growing a community, one conversation at a time.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds great. I appreciate that, Andy.
Thank you. Now, I like to open up the show with asking people something, and we didn't ask because we got right into the talk about the book and everything. And so I'm going to put it to you right now, but I'm curious, what's the most positive thing you see out there in the world?
You know what? It's a great question. I see people wanting and taking action to turn the table and to bring the unity back, to bring people back to loving each other, caring about each other, and bringing the humanity back to the to humans. And yeah, I think there's a lot more than what is shown to us.
I love that. I love that you called out the people wanting something, like people having this yearning to bring the community together. Because if we don't have the desire, if we just don't care, it's not going to happen. It's just going to be lip service, and we can say, "Oh yeah, now this needs to happen," but there has to be a desire. And I love asking that question because we get so caught up in the negativity or the things that are put in front of us. And when we stop and you obviously you meditate, you come from a mind of being positive and you practice gratitude. So I could see that being an easier question for you to ask because you're not living in that negative space, but it makes a difference when you step back and say, okay, what's a positive thing I can look for?
Yes, and I think more people are striving to find the positive because it's tiring. It's exhausting. It's creating mental health issues with all the negative and being bombarded with things that can pull us down emotionally. And so I encourage people to again, any negative feeling or emotion, what's the positive for you? Focus on that and look for positive and maybe take one day a week and don't watch the news and do things so that you bring more positive into your life because you know the saying, the more of what you focus on, the more of what you get.
And the word that you use, bombarded, really hit home because I like to think that, as humans, we're not built to see every event that could ever happen anywhere in the world immediately. Like, we're meant to live in a community and support that community. And not that we shouldn't be aware of what's going on in the world, but when you can turn on any device that you have in your pocket at any time of the day and find out any bit of negative or disastrous news, that you really do feel bombarded. Like, there's no escape. Yet if you set that device down and you go sit in a cafe or you walk through the park, you're going to experience a lot of smiles, a lot of, just positive feelings, emotions, and you're not even going to be aware of whatever that thing in your pocket is trying to tell you could be going on, 10,000 miles away that could never affect you in that moment.
Right, and that's a good point. And put it down, turn it off, and again, look for something positive or do something positive. Smile at someone, just say thank you. How many times do you not say thank you? And counter that by purposefully smiling and saying thank you to the cashier, to anybody that it comes into your life. And I think the more that people feel valued and understood, the better that they're going to feel and the more that they're going to turn around and do that, pay it forward and do it for somebody else.
Definitely. And it's one of those things that costs you nothing. It doesn't take any effort to smile and say thank you and be positive. It may be a little bit awkward at first because you're like, this is a stranger. I'm not used to this. But the rewards you get out of just making someone's day, like that might be the only smile that person gets, or that might be the only positive interaction that person has in their day. We never know how that could change the world, where that person goes next.
Well, and it does change the world. Trust me.
I believe it. So you've given us so much great stuff today, Eileen. I hate to ask for more. I'm going to ask you one last thing. What little nugget of advice or challenge would you give people this week? You just gave us one, but if you want to challenge someone to really own their awkward and be authentic, what would you challenge them to do in their next week when they go out in the world?
Great question. I challenge you to let go. Let go of whatever is holding you back, whatever your fear is. Let it go and try one thing out of your comfort zone.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're
Eileen,
welcome.
this has been such a pleasure. I can't wait to read more of your story in the book, Winning the Wellness War, that we both contributed to, as well as everything you're putting out there online and just seeing all the good things you're doing. And I'm guilty. I have not yet subscribed to the Roku channel. I have one, but before I even upload this episode, that will be done so that when you're watching that, that will be a past tense statement, and I can be catching up on all those indie artists.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And everybody else, go out there this week and own your awkward. Thank you so much for listening in for today's show. Be sure to visit awkwardcareer.com to continue your journey. And of course, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends so they can find their awkward side and learn how to own it.